Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Tonight is the big night. It's the first debate of the GOP candidates. There's 10 that made the cut. There will be an earlier debate, be our discussion, more or less. I'm not sure it'll be a debate, but with the other candidates that didn't make the cut for the main debate that's going to be on Fox this evening. I encourage you to watch it. I want you to let me know what you think. So Free for All Friday tomorrow, we're going to talk about the debate. And so it won't really be necessarily free for all. What do you expect, or do you expect anything really to be revealed tonight in this debate? I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And I, like I said, I'm going to pop some popcorn and enjoy it. And probably get angry at it too. We'll see what happens. But what do you believe should be, will be, the main questions? What should the topic actually be? I know they're going to cover several things, but what do you think the topic should be? Now, I tried, you know, it seems like they didn't really want me to know what time it was, but it's from 9 to 10:30 Eastern time. So if you're in Central time, that's going to be 8 o'clock to 9:30, I would suspect. So be ready. Tune it in. Let's chat about it tomorrow and see what we can come up with. I'm sure, Brett Baer and Megyn Kelly and Chris Wallace, they're the ones putting this on tonight. They will be the leaders of this debate. And the ones who made the cut are Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Rubio, Senator Rand Paul, and Chris Christie, and as well as John Kasich. Now, John Kasich came in here at the last. I think he was the last one to throw his hat in the race, and yet he made the cut. So this is going to be interesting. I don't know much about him. I don't know a whole lot about any of them. You'd think in this day and age we'd know something. I know it's all politics, and politics is kind of the reason we're in the mess we're in. Now, yesterday I announced to you that we're going to start a red ribbon campaign. I did go buy myself some red ribbon, and I'm going to see how many ribbons I can get made for lapels this weekend and figure out how to do it. I haven't done my crafts for a long time, so I'm going to figure out how to do that. I've already tied a red ribbon to the side mirror of my car. I'm going to make a red ribbon display in one of my windows here in the front of the office. Are you going to adorn a red ribbon? On Facebook, I've encouraged people to change their profile picture or their cover picture to a red ribbon, which I have done both on all three of the Facebook pages. I would like to see red ribbons all over Facebook. We chose the color red, this friend, this patriot friend, a female friend on Facebook, because it symbolizes the innocent blood that's being shed. America, you've got to understand, these babies are being tortured. They are a life. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what the other side says. They're wrong. It is a life. If it wasn't a life, if it wasn't life within it, they wouldn't be trying to sell the baby parts. That only comes when you have life. Well, the mainstream media has pretty much ignored it, and they're more concerned about the lion. Cecil or Cecil or whatever you want to call this lion. And they cover that more than they do Planned Parenthood. In fact, they're not covering the videos not like Fox's. I will give Fox that. They are covering this, and they are exposing this and showing this. I'm going to tell you, though, it's hard to watch. But I believe we must watch these videos because we need to know what's going on. 41% of your tax dollars is going and supporting Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, was a racist, a white supremacist. She believed in a perfect race. She believed in cutting back population in whatever way she could. She believed in aborting, killing babies. You need to pay attention to what you support, what money charity you give to, because a lot of them just delve out their money and Planned Parenthood gets it. But 41% of the tax dollars are going there. Now, this is an article from the Daily Signal, and it's telling us that the poll numbers on the Planned Parenthood scandal of CNN left out. Now, CNN gave a poll, and this is coming from Genevieve Wood, and it's the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It says, regardless of one's point of view on an issue, consider any issue, okay? You can usually find a poll that shows that a majority of people agree with you. You know, I've said that with quotes. We can pick out a quote from just about anybody and make it sound good if you take it out of context. And sometimes you can make it sound even worse when you take it out of context. And sometimes it just is what it is. He says here, or she says here, I'd suggest that it is exactly what we saw happen on CNN Wednesday when anchor Allison Camerato interviewed Senator James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, about the debate surrounding Planned Parenthood. It says a May 2015 Gallup poll asked, should abortion be legal? And here's what they gave as they broke down the numbers. 29% said abortion should be legal under any circumstances. 51% said abortion should be legal only under certain circumstances. And 19% said abortion should be legal in all circumstances. And here's what Camerato said. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but it's kind of a pretty name. Says she said, that's 80% of respondents who believe abortion should be kept legal. And she added together the 29% who said abortion should be legal in a circumstance with 51% who said it should only be legal under certain circumstances. So she combined those, made it sound really great for abortion. What she should have said is that 70% of Americans who believe there should be limits on abortion, adding together the 51% who said it should be legal only in certain circumstances, and the 19% who said it should not be legal under any circumstances. Those who identify to the pro-choice are more inclined to report the poll the way CNN did. And those who identify as pro-life are likely to use the latter number. The point being, in this particular poll, and many others, is you can interpret the data however you want. You can spin it however you want. You know, we see an awful lot of spinning going on. We see that with the job report that comes out from our government, the report that comes out monthly. They spin those numbers, they manipulate them, and they figure out how they want them to run and how they want to present them to you. The debate's tonight. What do you expect of the debate? How do you stand on Planned Parenthood? How do you stand on abortion? Will you wear a red ribbon to memorialize and honor those babies whose lifeblood was taken? 877-895-5410 is the number to call us. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have been talking about the debates. I talked about how they flip the polls to meet their own needs, and I guess we're guilty of that on both sides, more than likely. Regarding Planned Parenthood was the one article that I had. The debate, the first debate will take place tonight. There will be 10 out of the 16 that are in the big debate, and prior to that, earlier in the evening, which I will not be able to see because I have another obligation, they will have a discussion or a debate of sorts with those who didn't make the big cut. So they will not lose out, I guess, not entirely. So if you want to watch it all, the ones who didn't make the cut and the ones who did, I think the earlier one starts like at 5. And then the main debate, the big one with the 10, starts at, it would be 8 o'clock Eastern Time, which would be, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, which would be 8 o'clock Central Time. Well, apparently, and I missed this too, I had to go shopping for Red Ribbon last night, so I didn't get to watch a lot of the news until late, and then I kind of got weary, but I watched it until probably midnight or 12:30. But apparently, Obama made some comment when he was speaking. And it says, Obama compared congressional Republicans who reject his nuclear deal to the Iranian hardliners who chant death to America during a speech selling the agreement with Tehran at American University on Wednesday. So yesterday he compares those who chant death to America to anyone, Republicans in particular, who would oppose his nuclear deal with Iran. Have you ever heard this man say anything good about Congress? I was thinking about that as I was reading this article. He and his wife have a lot of derogatory remarks toward the American people and Congress and our history and who we are. He's always saying that's not who we are, this is who we are. But I don't believe he knows who we are. Well, this article goes on, and this is also from the Daily Signal, from Natalie Johnson. And apparently there was all kinds of tweeting going on after this, and they were a little bit upset with him comparing anyone who disagreed with his Iran deal to those chanting death for America. Death to America. Here we are, okay with killing millions of babies. Every single day in this nation. And he compares anyone who disagrees with his Iranian deal, nuclear Iranian deal, to those who chant death to America. Did you know there are eight things that this particular article, another one, says that is wrong with the Iranian deal. Now, I'm not, you know, I kind of wonder, because nobody's really seen this, but everybody seems to have a lot of opinions. I guess they've seen parts of it, but not all of it. And so as I was reading through this, and they're saying so-and-so didn't even read it all, I'm thinking, well, then did you? I mean, how can we possibly know? But this was going back to the American people are skeptical, and the American people as a whole don't seem to want this. And I think they don't want it because they don't know. We haven't been able to figure out exactly what's going on, but we know that sanctions are being lifted, and Iran seems to be the winner on this deal. It doesn't seem to be a fair deal. It says here on Wednesday, President Obama continued his push to sell the Iran deal to an increasingly skeptical American public. Unfortunately for the White House, Obama's charm offensive won't solve the major flaws in the Iran deal. The president stated, between now and the congressional vote in September, you are going to hear a lot of arguments against this deal, backed by tens of millions of dollars in advertising. Well, this assertion, he says, is flat wrong. If the substance of the deal were better, the administration wouldn't have the problem it's now having to get congressional support, along with the support of the American people, a majority of the Americans, who continue to favor a diplomatic solution. It's not like we all want to jump into war. That's not the case at all. The administration negotiated a bad deal. And now a majority of Americans in Congress oppose it. Another instance they said here, another significant wrong. This is the strongest non-proliferation agreement ever negotiated. This is a comment that President Obama made. But in reality, he says here in this article, the Iran deal undermines previous U.S. non-proliferation policy by rewarding decades of covert and illegal nuclear activities by Iran, including those involving weapons. Now, I'm going to tell you right off front, Beth is not a good foreign policy person. I really don't understand a lot of what's going on, but I do know I do know when you make a deal, when you put sanctions on somebody, it hurts them a little bit. And it's these sanctions, and they mention this later in this article, that have brought them to the negotiating table. And instead of using that leverage, we've taken it away. I'm smart enough to figure that out. I don't know. You know, it goes on and explains, even back in 2013, that John Kerry said no deal is better than a bad deal, but now they've made this bad deal, and they're acting like it's the only deal we've got. We can't do anything else. The only other solution is war. And this article, I'm not going to read the entire thing to you, but this article goes on to say there is. In fact, Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, says we have a range of options should the deal fail, along with Admiral Richardson, the nominee to the next chief of naval operations. In short, war would not result from the rejection of this deal. We're being told if Congress rejects this, well, first of all, he says he's not going to pay attention to them. But if this deal is rejected, the only other option is war. I will share the words here. He says, a war is more likely to result if Iran obtains a nuclear weapon, which the deal makes easier over the long run. We often hear that war is a continuation of politics by other means, but politics is a continuation of war by other means. And I thought that was an astounding statement. And then the next one he says here in this article, the purpose of politics is to create conditions that make it more likely that a country will win a war, and that is exactly what the Iranians are doing with the flawed agreement. They're going to go for the best deal they can get, wouldn't you? He said, fortunately for the United States, there are options other than the deal or a war in the Middle East, despite what President Obama's insisting. We would be standing alone if it fails, the deal. And he goes on to say, in 2013, Secretary John Kerry stated that no deal is better than a bad deal, despite his reassurances that the administration delivered a bad deal. You know, and they've delivered this bad deal with his blessing and his support. He's done it all the way. The sanctions regime is the key to slowing down Iran's nuclear program, and sanctions were effective, according to the administration, and now they have lifted that. That's what they want to do with this deal. There will be no more leverage to go on. Like I said, I'm not, and I won't even pretend to be, someone who's good with foreign relations and understands the wars. I understand war is bad. I understand we lose greatly every time we enter one. But no deal is better than a bad deal. And right now what we've got coming down the pike is a bad deal. And it's not just that it's a bad deal. It's that the administration continues to promote it and try to go around Congress and make Congress look like the bad guys. There are Democrats that are not for this as well. And I hope and pray that you out there, because you are the solution to every problem, that you're calling your congressman, no matter what side of the fence they're on, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, whatever they are, I hope that you're contacting them, keeping the pressure on, and letting them know how you stand on this. Ask them questions. What is it about this deal? We don't know anything, other than we keep hearing it's good or it's bad. I'm going to discuss some other things when we come back. The lines are open for you, 877-895-5410. Are you going to watch the debates tonight? I'm going to pop some popcorn. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, before I move on, I had another topic I wanted to go to. We're going to go to Larry. He wanted to mention Iran. Larry from Missouri, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, this deal stinks just like the health care stinks and their state's supposed to get the subsidies and all this other crap. You know, every politician tells lies. They ain't voted out of office, as far as I'm considered.
Do any of them tell the truth?
Christ, that third must take care of whole D.C., wouldn't it?
That would definitely shut the government down, that's for sure.
Hey, if things work, what makes... don't take a brainstorm to figure it out, but if things work, working, well, make things harder.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist, does it, to figure some of this out?
Then he lies to us and tells us we've got 6 months. If, you know, we don't make a deal, we've got 6 months, they come up with a bomb. Well, you know.
Okay, now be careful. Now I have to ask you, are you going to get you some red ribbon?
Yep.
Awesome.
That would be top of the list, too.
What's that?
Abortion would be on top of the list, too, right there.
Absolutely.
With Iran.
You need to get you some red ribbon. We need to have everything red in this nation. And we need to make those phone calls. I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
We have Frank from Ohio. Frank, how are you?
Better than I deserve. Beth, just hear me through. Here's my logic. Congress has betrayed the American people and people around the world in their decision-making and running of this country for a long, long time. If Congress, most of the majority of Congress, do not want the deal, then I think it is a good deal. One of the most dangerous
Whoa, wait a minute. I don't think you can say that across the board on every issue. Stop, Frank. You really think that this Iran deal is going to be a good deal?
Any deal with Iran on nuclear weapons is a good deal. And because the American Congress has betrayed and the administration's year after year.
So you think it's a good deal to make it easier for Iran to get nuclear weapons?
No, they already have nuclear weapon technology. That's a fact.
So you think it's a good deal to lift the sanctions to these countries, particularly Iran, that's chanting death to America, lift the sanctions and make things nice and smooth and easy for them?
I think it'll be better for the world and better for America if we do some kind of deal.
Well, we need to do some kind of deal, but not this one. I don't believe this one's going to be a good deal. I think just knowing who's perpetrated it tells me that. I don't trust John Kerry any farther than I can throw him.
And I don't either.
Well, he's the one doing this deal, Bob. And so, anyway, I'm going to let you go. I want to go on to another topic, okay? Appreciate the call. Thank you. Do you remember the big debate, the big hoopla on minimum wage? Now, I had mentioned this to you, a couple of months back, I think it was. But the unions, they fought tooth and toenail, put a lot of money into this minimum wage being raised to $15 an hour. And when the restaurants with their waitresses and waiters said, no, this'll kill things, when they said that this will be bad for their particular style of employees, because they get the tips, and the tips have to come up to a certain amount with what they make per hour, or go above. And, you know, they kind of get hit pretty bad with the taxes as well, because they're taxed with the assumption that they're going to get a certain percent as tip, whether they get it or not. And that's just a little bit out there. Anyway, the unions are now fighting this. They want to be exempt from it. Now, they have fought tooth and toenail, put lots of money into this in order to get the minimum wage raised. And now, in particular, in Los Angeles, the unions want to be exempt because they negotiate. But now I want you to stop and think about this. So when you have the, you put a bid out and you maybe get some bids from the union company, or you get a bid and you get a bid from a non-union company, the non-union company is going to be forced to the $15 an hour wage for their employees, I'm sorry, and the union one is not. Do you see the competition there? Do you see what the union is trying to do in this particular aspect? Well, it says here the Los Angeles City Council will vote this week on exempting collectively bargained wages from its new $15 an hour minimum wage law. And that's correct. It says if unions get their way, only unionized employers will be able to pay their employees less than $15 an hour. Over the past year, Fight for 15 has swept the nation with labor unions organizing the strikes on an effort to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And now they want exempted from it. How underhanded is that? But now the Los Angeles unions got what they lobbied for. They want to exempt their members from the higher minimum wage. Ironically, the labor unions fought against exemptions for the restaurants and other small businesses burdened by the wage hike of $15. This is competition. This is what they want. Unions argued they shouldn't get special treatment because the higher wages would benefit everyone. That's what they argued when the restaurants wanted exempted or wanted a little different. You know, this is politics. This is stacking the deck. Taking that deck of cards and putting in there what you want to be dealt out as your hand. This is wrong. Businesses are going to hurt with the $15 minimum wage. And you're going to see prices go up. And you'll have these companies to thank. And whoever your representatives and senators were that pushed for this. Because it looks good to give somebody a raise. Now, I'd like to make more money. I'd like to make any money. I haven't made any money in 4 years. And that's the sad truth. Mainstream media gets lots of money. But those of us who are out here telling you the truth, trying to encourage you, trying to protect babies, it is by sacrifice. So we will sacrifice for the minimum wage. And those who think they're going to get more per hour, they'll get less hours. Those who believe this is going to be better, they will see the prices go up. It is said here that some of the hotels are going to have less rooms because they have less people to take care of it. It's going to be a domino effect, and it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for this nation. But, you know, the unions, they're trying to play both sides of this coin. Because they don't have to do the $15 an hour because they negotiate with their employees. Wonder what their employees think about that. Because not only will they get less than the minimum wage, they have to pay a union due on top of it. They have to. That was supposed to mean you have guaranteed jobs. Might be less union jobs as well, because if those companies aren't there to hire, they're not there. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to encourage you, again, we're in the final segment of the hour, to watch the debates tonight. We're going to talk about the debates tomorrow. I don't know what you expect. I don't know what to expect. I think it'll be a show. We'll see. It'll be interesting. We have three of them on the panel that are not politicians. Whether you like them or not, that excites me because I'm kind of sick and tired of politicians. You know, we talk about how they manipulate the numbers and the polls. But I challenge you to look around in your own communities, your own neighborhoods, and tell me what you see. Tell me what you see. And I also challenge you or encourage you to hang those red ribbons. I just had somebody on Facebook say they want to try and start a brigade of putting the red ribbons on the overpasses. It just warms my heart. We need to take a stand. It's time. We have to hold ourselves responsible, people. All of us. Well, another particular topic where they ignore the numbers is climate change. And I had an article yesterday that I wasn't able to share with you, and maybe we'll talk about it next week along with this one. But it says the climate scientists question significance of Obama's new carbon rule. The scientists themselves are questioning it. It says days after the Obama administration finalized plans to reduce carbon emissions, some climate scientists have criticized the administration for failing to detail how the regulations will lower global temperatures. Now, you remember they got in trouble for not doing a cost comparison to this when they implement this and put this regulations against the people, against the businesses, against the industries. It says here, these critics suggest that the administration used the plan more to inspire global climate action rather than using it to concrete step to make the earth cooler. On Monday, the Obama administration, if you'll remember, finalized the Clean Power Plan, say that three times real fast, which would overhaul America's energy system by striving to reduce emissions from power plants 32% by 2030. It says here, Chip Knappenberger, assistant director of the Cato Institute, argues that if the administration's plan was implemented to perfection, the amount of climate change averted would amount to insignificant levels. In fact, those levels would be 0.002 of a degree, 0.002 of a degree of future warming over the course of this century. He also says what the EPA doesn't like to advertise is what the mitigation will be. They don't want you to know. They just don't want you to know. He goes on to say here that in June, Representative Lamar Smith of Texas, a Republican from Texas, asked the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy to justify the costs of regulations in comparison to the proposed benefit in global temperatures reduction. Do you consider 1/100th of a degree to be enormously beneficial? He asked her. And she answered, the value of the rule is not measured in that way. It is measured in showing strong domestic action, which can trigger global action. Well, let me tell you, it's measured by how many businesses they can close down, how many coal industries, coal plants they can shut down, how many people they can put out of work, how high the cost of heating or and any other kind of energy is going to be to the American people. That's how they judge it. Particularly closing and killing the coal industry. You are being used and manipulated and lied to by these organizations and these departments that regulate and mandate your lives all across the board. That's not what we are here in America, President Obama. That's what you're trying to make us. You and the administrations before you that have given so much authority unjustifiably to departments like the IRS, the EPA, the BLM, the USDA, on and on and on. We the people are now the enemy of the state. They sit up there in their offices in D.C., and they come up with all kinds of crazy ideas on how to regulate your life, license you, fees, permits, taxes, all of them are taxes on the American people. Tonight we will watch the first GOP debate. I wonder if any of them will talk about we the people. Will they talk about liberty? Will they talk about private property rights? Will they talk about freedom, the First Amendment? Will they talk about ending the murders in this land as we shed the blood of millions of babies for profit, for ethnic cleansing, for a white supremacist, Margaret Sanger, Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, anyone who promotes that? Planned Parenthood. We need not just to defund it. We need to put an end to it. It's not a war against women. Planned Parenthood is the war against women. To shut them down is to protect all women. All colors, all ages, all women, and all babies. Join me in the red ribbons. Hang them. Wear them. Put them on your cars. Put them in your offices if you can. Put them on your doors. Put them on your windows. Hang those red ribbons. And remember what we've allowed. Because all of us are guilty. And it's time for all of us to stop it. Watch the debates tonight. It's going to be interesting. But let's come together and bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.